Good afternoon on this November 14th, 2021. I am Marcy Latimer, your host for Mars Bar. I appreciate you joining me here on this beautiful sunny day here in San Diego, California. That is where I'm from. Proving not all liberals live in California, that is for sure, as I'm very conservative, big time Trump supporter here. And there are more of us than we believe, of course, that the mainstream media wants you to believe in California, for sure. But I want to just say thank you and God bless. Always put God first. And I always start with a prayer. So I wanted to start with this. Oh, Heavenly Father, on this Sunday afternoon, we start the day with a great sense of peace in our heart. But many of your people are afraid, anxious, and feeling stressed because of all the turmoil going on in the world. Today, I want to pray for anyone who may be dealing with the spirit of fear in their life. I pray that you would increase their faith and give them peace as you remove their fear. For you told us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, courage, and a sound mind. We know that when everything around us is in chaos, we can still face whatever may come with confidence and courage because you are ultimately in control of all things. Today is the day you have made, and we will rejoice in it as the Holy Spirit continues to lead our way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Can I get an amen from you? Anybody joining me out there? We appreciate it once again on Mars Bar. And when this is complete, please consider clicking on some of our links in the description to support our show. And of course, thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows and always putting God first. God bless you. So much has happened in the last week. I mean, some really good things. First of all, I want to say thank you to our veterans. We just passed our Veterans Day on November 11th, and I hope everybody enjoyed a nice day off from work. Most people had that day off. I did, I know, and it was very lovely just to have that day to relax and to think about, reflect on being an American and the sacrifices that all the military and the veterans have put out for their lives. They've sacrificed so much for our freedoms. And that's one thing that brings me here today, just speaking about keeping our freedoms intact as American citizens. It's so important. And I think it's one of the most important things that we can fight for here in our country. So again, I thank all the veterans out there, all the military and our troops, and God bless all of the families and just everybody who has just supported our country in any way possible through the armed forces. So thank you again for your service. And I just want to say that something crazy happened, speaking of Veterans Day, that judge, he's actually great. I applaud him very much. The judge who is overseeing the case for the Kyle Rittenhouse, if you've been paying attention to that at all, such an interesting case. And the mainstream media has been very ugly, rearing their nasty leftist lunatic minds, the way that they've been prejudging Kyle as a white supremacist murderer who went out there and purposely killed people that were doing the BLM rioting in his hometown and of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And it's just unbelievable because now we have seen what is unfolding in the courtroom, if you've been paying attention at all. And it looks like it's absolutely self-defense. And I think that the truth will prevail ultimately. He might be charged with lesser crimes, but I think that ultimately the jury will see that it was self-defense, absolutely. So we'll see what happens, but the judge should be applauded because on Veterans Day, he wanted to give a moment to say thank you to all the servicemen, to all the military and veterans, and he made a point to do so. And then the mainstream media turned on him, saying that it was absolutely inappropriate for him to do so. I mean, it's ludicrous. And there were, of course, leftist lunatics going nuts. That's inappropriate for the judge to do. No, I don't think so. This is America. So it's actually to be applauded. I think it's wonderful that he brought attention to the fact that it was Veterans Day. And they were working very hard on that day to bring justice and to have justice be served. So we will see what happens with that case, but that's definitely something that's in the limelight right now. And I heard Sean Hannity on his radio show. He interviewed his Kyle Rittenhouse's mom, and I just feel bad for her and the family and what they have to deal with because of the ugliness that's going on where they're prejudging him and they don't know anything about him. And he was just trying to keep people safe is really what he was trying to do. And unfortunately, things got out of control. But it's something that's going to be unfolding in the courtroom very shortly. And I think it's just sad that even Joe Biden has prejudged Kyle and called him a white supremacist. And that is not anything for Joe Biden to be doing. That is not his place to do that. And no president should be doing that, no matter. And by the way, I don't call him my president. He's not my president. President Trump's my president. We know Trump won. But it brings me back to the time when Obama, yeah, Barack Obama, I call him President Obama, when he was in office. And I remember he called Trayvon Martin. Remember that, the case of Trayvon Martin? He said, "That boy could be my son." And I thought, wow. And immediately just was on Trayvon Martin's side. And, you know, I don't want to get too much into that. But the fact of the matter is, it's really not the president of the United States' duty to say something like that or to be biased on a case. That has nothing to do with them. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. But I just feel bad for the family of Kyle because they're prejudging him and ultimately trying to say things about him that they're not even knowing are true. But that is the fake news for you. That's what they do. Okay, so something really interesting right now. I just got a wonderful, I'm just going to read this because I think it's really good and it hits home for every American, I believe, right now, what we're going through. Bill O'Reilly, he put out a really great commentary talking about the Titanic and how right now what's happening in America is basically the Titanic. So he's saying today the United States of America lacks planning in any meaningful way because its president, yeah, I say that loosely, simply is not able to do his job. You know the list. Humiliation in Afghanistan. No preparation for supply chain problems. Disastrous energy decisions. Damaging inflation. While the confused attorney general threatens parents at school board meetings, thousands are murdered in big city streets. Putin is massing Russian troops on the Polish border. China is salivating over the Build Back Better bill, knowing it will reap billions of dollars in green product buys. In the face of all that and much more, polls say 38% of American adults continue to believe Joe Biden is doing a good job. Incomprehensible. I divide the daydream believers into three main categories. The largest group will not consume information unless a wildfire is in their front yard. Totally detached from reality, this crew could not care less what happens in their country as long as they can negotiate a Big Mac. The second category is comprised of zealots. Progressive fanatics who, unlike the first group, actually despise America. Black Lives Matter, George Soros, Colin Kaepernick, more than a few commentators paid by NBC, Comcast, or utter far-left hate gibberish on MSNBC. That group relishes the decline of the country. When Mr. Biden recently said he would finally begin to discuss the corrosive inflation surge with experts, the Bernie Sanders group smiled. When the government prints trillions of dollars to cover centralized spending, Joe, inflation will go up fast. Bring socialist Bernie in and he'll explain how worthy that is if you want to revolt in the free marketplace. The last crew are the Trump haters. Biden is better than Trump, no matter what. See you at the bottom of the ocean. Collectively, I brand the above-described Americans the Titanic people because they support Biden's incredible ineptitude and seem to be willing to go down with the ship. Just last week, the president asked rhetorically, "Did you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?" "No, Joe, we didn't. Not until you began destroying the American energy industry on your first day in office. Then many of us recoiled and knew. But not the Titanic people. They still don't know, nor do they care." Oh, does that just say it all? Oh, yes. Wow. Okay, that is exactly what I would what I would agree with. Absolutely. The Titanic people, calling them the Titanic people, the people that are still supporting this fraud in the White House, Joe Biden, Clueless Joe. He's a puppet. First of all, I think he is absolutely being played by his, Obama. It's basically Obama's third term. In my opinion, this is Barack Obama. Yes, I call him Obama. His third term, he's been put on video. He has been interviewed. He's talked about how his dream would be to be in the basement of the White House, pulling the strings of the next president as his third term, running his third term. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I do believe that he is still playing the people. He is still in control somehow, some way. And this is his third term, because we're just going back to that administration, the days of that administration. Of course, Clueless Joe was VP at that time, as you know. And it just seems to be the worst of times again, the tough economic times. Everywhere we went back then was tough economic times. Well, guess what? We've hit it again, and even more of a landslide than ever before. And it's unbelievable how everything in America has dismantled under this fraud in the White House in just a matter of 10, 11 months. It's unbelievable how they've overturned all the good that Trump did in office. Wonderful things that Trump did for the economy and for the people, putting America first. I mean, this is just unbelievable what's going on. It's just an absolute sham, and it's sad. It's very sad. And those 38%, yeah, it's a pretty low number for approval rating for a president at this time, for his first 11 months of office. 38%, that's what the polls are showing, but 38% is still 38%. Those are the Titanic people. I would agree with Bill Riley on that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. It is sad. And they're blind. They're blind to it. They're blind to what's happening. They don't want to put blame where blame is due. And, you know, unfortunately, George Soros, like Bill Riley even mentioned, George Soros is one of the people, the puppeteers. He is, of course, we all know he was pulling the strings of Obama when he was in office, and Bill Ayers, who groomed Obama. These are people who are evil. These are people who have gone on record saying how much they hate America and how they want it destroyed. And yet the Democratic Party and their people are still holding fundraisers with George Soros and the likes of people like that, who have fundamentally wanted to change America. Yes, those were the words Obama said in office when he was president. He literally said on record, I want to fundamentally change America. America was great, and it continues to be great. But unfortunately, right now, we are seeing a demise of all the freedoms that we are being just, they're being pulled apart. They're being taken apart and dismantled. The freedoms of being an American. And that's what we are founded on, our freedoms. They're taking it apart. And so we need to fight for our freedoms. We need to stand strong. We need to stand up. We need to be loud. We cannot just let it happen. And it's unfolding so quickly in such a short amount of time that it is scary. But that's why I said that prayer that I did, because people are showing their fear, and we don't want that. So we want to put God first. We always want to pray and keep God first. And we know God is ultimately in control, but we need to turn to Him more and more and make sure that we are living in faith and not fear. It's just the most important thing right now. And if we could put all the fear aside and just know that things will ultimately get back to what we should be. We just have to come together, and we have to do this the right way. And I believe we are on the right side. We are absolutely on the right side. The conservatives, we are fighting the Democrats. Democrats, I call them Democrats. Yes, because they are demons. They're like demons. And taking away all that's good in America. And it's just, it is frightening, but we have to keep the faith. We have to keep the faith that everything will play out. Lights will be turned on. People will see. Awakening is happening. And it's interesting. It's coming out more and more. Even Democrats themselves are talking out against the deficit plan, the bill, you know, the infrastructure bill, for instance. So a wonderful video of a Democrat. I don't know his name, but we do see this happening where they're speaking in Congress. They're speaking up. And it's a wonderful thing just knowing that people are finally seeing the light. So if we see more of that, then maybe we can overturn this. And already, like last week, what I mentioned about the Virginia flipping red, that's promising. So all of these little things are going to come to fruition. And then finally, we're going to see things turn. So we just have to keep the faith. Everything's going to be worked out for the better. And if we just flip all these blue states red or do something, just even at the local level, it's a good thing. So we have to start small, but we're going to get big. 2022 midterms will be telling, just like the Virginia special election a couple weeks ago. So that's going to be telling. And the midterms, we're going to look to that to flip everything blue into a red state, or we're going to take back the House, to take back the Congress. And then once we do that, then we'll have it. The sky's the limit. And President Trump, where he rightly should be in the White House, maybe he will be back in the White House. Oh, I certainly hope so. And I pray for it. Pray for that day, because he's terrific. And what he's done for the country has been phenomenal. And all of his policies are very good and wonderful for the freedoms of America, keeping up the freedoms for Americans. So today I'm going to go to a church service at 3 p.m. I just got back from my church service, but we're doing a special one at 3 p.m. Pacific at Skyline Church in Rancho San Diego here locally. And it's for praying for America. So it's all about God saving America. It's a special prayer session. It's going to last an hour. I'm going to go to it. And if we all just do that, even if we can't be here locally, people across the nation, please just pray for the nation. Pray for the nation. And in fact, a wonderful thing is going viral. Speaking of that, and I'll say exactly what it is. And I do this daily, so it's just a reminder to always do this. Pray for America. If we all come together at the same time, pray for the safety of our nation, our troops, our citizens, and that the USA would return to a godly nation. If we all do that for 1 minute each day, 7 to 7:01 p.m. in your time zone each day, God will hear our prayers no matter what. He always does. And we pray that this nation will be back on track. And thank you again for joining me here. And just keep the faith and stand strong against all the crazy things going on, all the backwards, upside down world that we're living in. And just keep holding on to your truths and fighting for the beliefs and fighting for the freedoms of Americans. We will not back down. We will not comply, whether that's the mandates or whether that's the indoctrination going on in the school systems. We have to stand strong and we have to just keep going. So thank you again for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless you always. Put God first and may you be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Amen. Thank you again for joining me.